我哋先有一点祈祷。
Let's first pray。
主，我哋多谢你又再一次召聚我哋嚟到你嘅面前。
Lord, we thank you once again for gathering us before you。
每次到你面前嚟嘅时候，我哋都满咗喜乐。
Each time as we come to you, indeed we are filled with joy。
又十分嘅感到满意。
And also we are content。
因为你系我哋嘅满足。
Because you are satisfaction。
你呼召我哋嘅时候，你唔单止救我哋脱离黑暗嘅权势。
When you called us, not only have you delivered us from the power of darkness,
你又迁我哋到你自己嘅国嘅里边。
You've also translated into your kingdom.
要叫我哋与你一同得份。
That we may indeed share with you.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，你叫我哋常常在交通嘅里边嚟享用你。
That we indeed in our sharing be able to enjoy you.
我哋实在是每时每刻都在个树来享用你。
And each moment, each time, indeed we are enjoying you.
因为你已经将我们摆在你自己的里面。
Because you have put us in you.
我们到你面前来的时候，我们只向你求一个恩典。
Lord, as we come to you, we ask you of this one grace.
你保守我们常住在你里面。
Keep us that we may abide in you.
叫你常在我们里面，我们也常在你里面。
That ever we may abide in you and you in us.
就用得着我们在地上来成为你自己手中合用的器皿。
That here on earth we may be your suitable vessels.
来结出很丰富的果子，来叫你的名和父的名都得到荣耀。
To bear forth indeed fruits so that You and the Father may be glorified.
我们敬拜赞美再一次归给你。
And indeed we ascribe all praise and worship unto you.
带领晚上我们的聚会。
Lead us in our meeting this evening.
管理我们在你面前有的交通。
Indeed be in control of our sharing.
但愿你的话语释放出来的时候。
As your word comes forth.
叫我们众人都得到造就。
That each one of us may be built up.
是你自己亲自在我们心里面作工，来成全你的旨意。
With you yourself doing your work in our heart, fulfilling your purpose.
我们将晚上这段时间再一次带回到你的面前。
Once again, we bring this time of this evening before you.
祝福这段时间。
Bless this time.
纪念我们对你的等候。
Lord, remember our waiting upon you.
用你自己的丰富来做我们的充满。
Use your riches and fullness and fill us.
我们感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
我们这样仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
As we wait and look upon you in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. 请弟兄姊妹翻到约翰一书。
Friends, sisters, let us return to 1 John.
我们读一小段的圣经。
We will read a short passage.
我们跟接连这几次的交通呢，大多数会是在约翰一书的话语里面来出来的。
Most of sharing will indeed derive from this letter of John.
我们先看第一章。
We first read chapter 1.
第一节开首。
We'll start our reading from verse 1.
论到那从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又作见证，将原与父同在，且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。
That which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes,That which we have contemplated, and our hands handled concerning the word of life, and the life that has been manifested, that we have seen and bear witness, and report to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and has been manifested to us.
从第三节我们再读过。
And we'll start reading again from verse 3.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们。使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他的儿子，他儿子耶稣基督相交的。 我将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
That which we have seen and heard, we report to you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is indeed with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
然后请大家翻到第二章。
Now let's go to chapter 2.
我们从24节开始。
We'll start from verse 24.
论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。主所应许的，就是应许我们的，就是永生。我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。
As for you, let that which ye have heard from the beginning abide in you. If what ye have heard from the beginning abides in you, ye also shall abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise which he has promised us, life eternal. These things have I written to you concerning those who lead you astray.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And yourselves, the unction which you have received from him abides in you, and ye have not need that anyone should teach you.But as the same unction teaches you as to all things, and is true and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.
小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
And now,Children, abide in him, that if he be manifested, we may have boldness and not be put to shame from before him at his coming.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
因为就是救恩这个恩典的里面。
And in salvation and grace,
他不单只是赦免我们的罪过。
Not only has he forgiven us of our sin,
除去我们的刑罚。
And indeed remove the punishment
due to us. 赏赐我们生命。
Giving to us eternal life,
又叫我们得到儿子的名分
giving to us indeed the sonship,
丰丰富富地显明神在我们身上所要作成的
richly manifesting what he wants to do in us.
从我们承受救恩那日开始，我们就接受了一个圣洁无瑕疵的事实
From the time indeed we receive this life, we have this reality as one holy and blameless.
神就开始在我们身上来作工
God starts His work in us.
到到有一日
until one day,
不单止我们是站在那个圣洁无瑕疵的地位的路
not only do we stand in a position as one holy and blameless,
不是仅仅只有一个圣洁无瑕疵的身份
not only having that status as one holy and blameless,
而是实际的被神带到圣洁无瑕疵的那个光景
but truly being brought through, as one holy and blameless by God.
当然这个是神的旨意在我们身上成就的时候的结果。
Of course, this is the final outcome of God's will being fulfilled in us.
但我们无论如何都可以在神的面前来敬拜祂。
No matter what, we can still come before God and worship Him.
因为救恩不单只是起头叫我们承受神的恩典。
Now, to start with, salvation not onlyenables us to receive the grace of God.
而且呢一个救赎嘅恩典嘅嗰个丰富嘅内容呢，神自己负责喺个树就带我哋去完成。
And then in this salvation, the abundance and His grace, God is the one who will bring it about.
当然，神喺我哋身上作工系显明佢嘅恩典。
Of course, God's work in us shows forth His grace.
但系呢，神要求我哋系同神。有一个完全的配合。
However, God wants us to indeed work with him in perfect coordination.
即係話我哋唔係淨係坐喺嗰處去承受恩典。
That is to say, we do not just sit around receiving his grace.
而係有一個安排，或者為有一個本分，我哋要盡一盡。
However, there is something to which he has planned for us to do.
但係我哋不能不領會神嗰個安排。
But we cannot but understand God's plan.
救恩百分之十分九是神自己去做的。
Salvation, in fact, is God's own doing.
剩下落的十分一是神要求我们尽一些这么多义务。
One tenth, what's left, is what's required of us.
如果弟兄姊妹能够了解这句说话的意思，
if brothers and sisters are able to understand the meaning of this,
我们就晓得我哋承受神嘅祝福，唔系因为我哋做咗好多嘢。
Then we come to know that as we are being blessed by God, it's not because of anything we have done.
乃系神完完整整嘅为我哋做好咗一个丰富嘅怜悯。
However, what God has accomplished for us, indeed, is this very rich and abundant blessing.
但系神又唔要我哋做一个饭来张口就用嗰句话点讲啊？咩张手啊？是的，饭来张口。我都唔记得佢话点讲啦，即係好似咁样，你乜嘢都唔使做，你乜嘢都唔理，总之要食饭阿妈负责，要生活老豆负责。
And that's the saying, to the effect that you don't need to do anything, if you need food, it is mom's responsibility, anything to do with your life,that you have need of, it is dad's responsibility.
神让我们要尽一些的义务。
God requires us to do something.
但是呢又是象征式的义务。
However, it is symbolic.
意思就是说
that is to say,
你由头到尾你都是去享用。
Right from the start through to the end, you are the one who is going to enjoy this.
但是又不是要叫我们做一个完全攤喺張床嗰處嚟
，but it's not requiring
嚟等人服侍嘅人。
As if we just lie in the bed waiting for others to serve us。
我哋感謝讚美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord。
神留俾我哋要盡嘅嗰一啲咁多嗰十分一
，the very little that God has left for us to do that one tenth，
究竟係咩呢
？What is that？
弟兄姊妹，你可以了解到下週我哋提及到話住喺主嘅裏邊。
In this afternoon, we mentioned about abiding in the Lord.
我们的主就是要求我们维持住在主的里面。
And this is what the Lord requires of us to maintain this, that we abide in Him.
讲回浪子那个故事，大家或者容易了解了。
And if I were to talk about this story of the prodigal son, perhaps you will understand more.
如果个浪子不是走去外出呢，他随时随地都可以享用父亲所有的一切。
If the prodigal son had not left, then all that is of the father, he would be able to enjoy.
但是他如果离开了他的父亲呢？
But having left the father,
他或者可以有风光一阵的时间。
Perhaps he may be well off for a time.
但是结果就是变了他一无所有。
But it turns out that at the end, he would have nothing.
想要食猪食嘅嘢都食唔到。
Even the food that the pigs eat, it seems that he cannot have it.
呢个系一个非常重要嘅提醒。
This indeed is a very important reminder.
弟兄姊妹喺我哋刚才读嘅约翰一书嘅里边
，In where we have read the passage in 1 John，
我哋非常清楚嘅睇到
，We can very clearly see
救赎嘅恩典本身乃系一件用生命去传生命嘅事。
The grace of salvation is one that life begetting life.
虽然在我们享用的这方面来讲是有赦免有重生有得救有各种各样的神的祝福。
Although we have the blessing where there has been forgiveness, in fact the receiving of life, and forgiveness of sin and all the blessing that comes with it.
但是那个实质那个问题乃是我们要成为神的儿子。
But in essence, we have to become the children or the sons of God.
啊，所以是一个生命的问题。
So it's a question of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，你注留意到，我哋传福音嘅时候，我哋话我哋系用生命传生命。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention that when we talk about preaching the gospel, we're talking about preaching a life.
所以我哋传出去嘅唔单止系话叫人得到拯救。
So what we preach, not only will it save others,
而让人晓得知道在拯救的那个事实的里面是包括了永生。
And in this, that with salvation, it includes eternal life.
那什么叫做永生呢？
What is eternal life?
永生不是说你长远这样活着不死。
It doesn't mean that you live forever and you don't die.
永生是说你去接受那个永远的生命。
It means to receive the life which is eternal.
如果用我们的实际的经历来讲，
From my own experience,
如果我们的主迟延不回来的话，
If the Lord delays in returning,
我们的身体或者有人一定要经过死亡，
Then as far as our physical body is concerned, some of us will have to go through physical death.
但是我们这个人不是灭亡，
But we are not perished.
因为我们所接受的是一个永远的生命。
Because what we have received is life eternal.
这个永远的生命是灭亡，不会灭亡的。
And this eternal life will not be one that will perish.
那这个永远的生命是什么呢？
So what is this eternal life?
这个永远的生命就是神儿子的生命。
It is the very life of the Son of God.
换个说话来讲，我们接受救恩的时候是将神的儿子接过来作我们的生命。
In other words, as we receive the salvation of God, we actually receive the Son of God to be our life.
我们感谢主。
To thank our Lord.
所以当约翰一书一开首的时候呢，就是讲到这个生命。
And 1 John, when he wrote the letter, it speaks of this life.
而这个生命一个很自然带出来的结果呢，就是交通。
And the natural outcome of this life is fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，我们很喜欢的就是说，从我们信主的开始，我们是活在弟兄姊妹的交通的当中。
We are happy to say that from the moment we have been saved, we live as it were in the fellowship of brothers and sisters.
又很享用弟兄姊妹的交通。
And we also enjoy the sharing of brothers and sisters.
但是我们必须要注意到，
However, we need to take
note, 我们在弟兄姊妹中间的交通是根据一个事实。
That in the fellowship and sharing of brothers and sisters, it follows a fact.
那个事实就是我们从神先恢复了交通。
The fact is that we have indeed resumed our fellowship with God.
我们从神恢复了交通。
And having restored our fellowship with God,
我们就有条件进入弟兄姊妹的交通。
Then we have we qualify to enter to have sharing with brothers and sisters.
如果我们不恢复同神的交通，
If our fellowship with God is not restored,
我们在弟兄姊妹的交通的中间就又 会有很多的阻隔。
Then our fellowship with brothers and sisters will have a lot of hindrance.
所以你在约翰一书的书呢，你就看到一件很清楚的事。
In 1 John, you see something clearly.
就是第三节那里所提及的。
And what's mentioned, in fact, in verse
3. 我们将那个生命传给你们呢，是使你们和我们相交。
And the life to which we have indeed preached to you is so that you can have fellowship with us.
那个相交就是交通。
And this fellowship is indeed a communion.
弟兄姊妹就有了交通了。
And we come to have fellowship.
但这个交通呢，乃是反映了我们同父同子的交通。
And this fellowship reflects our fellowship with the Father and with His Son.
约翰就说，我将这个事实告诉你们知。
John says that I bring this fact and tell it to you.
让你们知道，哦，原来弟兄姊妹的交通是反映着我们同神。
So that you know that our fellowship with one another reflects indeed our fellowship with Father and with His Son.
这样就令到我们的喜乐是充足。
And to the end that our joy indeed may be full.
但是弟兄姊妹，一个很实际的经历。
This is indeed a very true experience.
我们在交通的生活的里面。
In our life, our fellowship life.
是有很宝贵的享用。
We indeed enjoy greatly.
但在我们的交通的经历的里头，
In our experience of our sharing,
我们常常发现 那个交通是受到有些阻碍。
So often we find that there is some obstacle or hindrance.
有时想交但是交不通。
Sometimes you want to share, it seems that nothing comes through.
但是有时根本就不想交通。
And sometimes perhaps we do not feel like sharing.
并且会在我们的跟随主的经历里面有人长一点有人短一
点。And in our following of the Lord, some are perhaps are longer, and some are shorter.
但你总经过这段的日子。
However, you should perhaps experience such days.
有时你哎呀你又要聚会真的惨。
Sometimes you feel, oh, you have to meet again. How terrible. And you get so bored and vexed when meetings are being mentioned. You don't feel like going. Many brothers and sisters, after they have been saved, having been zealous for a moment, it seems that you can't even find a shadow later on.
隔了很久, 或者有些长一些,
and after a great long time, perhaps for some longer than others,
他又出现,
then he reappears.
啊, 他就说到了,
and then he says,
我失败,
I've failed.
我软弱,
I've been weak.
我离开了主,
I've in fact departed and left the Lord.
我离开了弟兄姊妹,
and in fact I've left a brother and sister.
弟兄姊妹,
in fact these are the things that we experience ourselves.
有人在这种情形的底下长一些,
and for some people perhaps they remain in such circumstances much longer.
有人没那么长,
perhaps for some people
shorter time.
But we do go through such days.
怕聚会,
and we are afraid to go to meet.
怕见到弟兄姊妹,
we are afraid to meet up with brothers and sisters.
根本就不提起劲,
and we do not mention anything about having fellowship with the Lord or reading His Word.
祷告就更加,
of course, we do not need to talk about prayer.
弟兄姊妹, 都经过这段这样的时间,
brothers and sisters, we perhaps would have gone through such days.
有人严重一点,
for some people, this may have been very serious, others less so.
但弟兄姊妹, 如果我们晓得,
brothers and sisters, if we know,
这种情形就是说出了我们与神的交通中间中断了,
it in fact reveals that our fellowship with the Lord, with God, has been broken.
不是断散,
it's not completely broken,
但是总是断,
but it has in fact somehow broke.
有些像什么呢?
What is it like?
有些像你拿一条莲藕来咬开它那样,
it's just like having a lotus root, you have bitten it.
我们的俗话不是有一句说话说咬莲藕的? It is a sin.
That threats when you break the root of the lotus, the root has been broken, but it's not completely broken.
It
says why? And having broken it, it seems that it's still joined by this threats. And it keeps stretching when you pull it apart. So often our relationship with God may fall into that situation. But we thank the Lord. He's given to us the first epistle of John. And first John particularly reminds us how we need to maintain our fellowship with God.
同神的交通是发生了阻碍，有了难处。
If some difficulty had developed between our fellowship with God,
那你怎样将它来恢复呢?
How would you indeed restore it?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在约翰一书第一章里面就讲到恢复交通的那个秘诀。
First John gives us the secret of restoring fellowship.
那有什么秘诀可以恢复交通呢?
What's the secret to restore a fellowship?
只有一个方法,
there's only one way.
就到神的面前去认罪,
that is to come before God and confess our sins.
然后仰望 主嘅怜悯，用佢嘅血再一次嚟洁净我哋。
And once again, looking upon the mercy of the Lord for the blood of His Son,
除去我哋嘅同神中间嘅阻挡
，and to remove the obstacles and hindrances between us and God.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
当然，如果我哋碰到第一章嘅嗰个咁嘅情形咧
，when we come across the situation as in chapter one,
咁样呢个就系。讲到比较消极嗰方面嘅事
，and this would have been something rather negative。
因为我哋软弱咗啦
，because we have been weak。
我哋同神中间发生难处啦
，and the difficulty had developed between us and God。
但系神嘅恩典喺我哋身上边嗰个预备呢
？However, the grace of God in us had made a preparation。
佢系盼望我哋同神中间。唔发生难处嘅。
It's in hope that our fellowship with God will not develop any difficulties.
换句说话嚟讲，即系话系要维要叫我哋一直系维持住同神嘅交通，唔会断绝嘅。
So that we will continue to keep our fellowship with God and it will not be broken.
连藕断丝连都唔系。
And it will not be as the little strut being broken, but still held on by the strength of
bread. 根本就完全冇折断嘅嗰个可能。
But there is no possibility in any way for the fellowship to be broken.
但我哋就会问啦。
Then we may well ask.
有冇可能呢
？Would it be, is this possible?
尤其是我哋一次再次经历过软弱嘅呢
？Especially for us when we have experienced weakness one after the other.
经历过喺呢啲事上面失败嘅呢？
And having fallen in a certain matter,
我哋甚至唔敢信任我哋自己。
And we no longer dare to trust in ourselves.
我已经失败过。
I failed in such a way.
我希望唔好再失败啦。
I hope I will not fail again.
但有冇条件
？But are you able?
有冇可能呢
？Is it possible?
如果根本冇可能嘅话，我就空想啦。
If not possible, then I just basically imagine it in vain.
咁如果係有條件嘅，咁我仲係有前途啦。
If there is a possibility, then at least there is still prospect for me.
我哋感謝我哋嘅主。
To thank and praise our Lord.
神把我哋放喺救恩嘅裏邊。
When God puts us in His salvation.
一次將我哋擺入去。
Once we are in.
就永遠叫我哋係有前途。
And then forever we have this prospect.
正因為係一件咁嘅事。
Even so.
喺約翰一書第二章裏面呢，就指出咗一條。我哋能够常常维持喺主里面同主有交通嘅嗰条路。
In chapter 2, it points to us, in fact, the way whereby we can always maintain and keep our fellowship with the Lord.
或者话系打开咗我哋常常同主交通嘅嗰条路。
Or put another way, that the way to our fellowship with the Lord has been opened to us.
我哋留意到喺约翰一书二章里面就讲到话
，And in First John chapter 2 there it says，
佢话你哋要常常，你哋要住喺主里面
That you need, in fact, to abide in the Lord。
下午嘅时候，我哋就留意到我哋嘅主个话，我哋要常常住喺佢里面。
This afternoon, we already have seen from what the Lord said that we are to abide in Him。
约翰二书就话俾我哋知，你点样可以常常住喺主里面
？And First John。Second chapter tells us how we could do that.
还未曾提到点样可以住喺主里面。
Before we see how we can abide in the Lord,
我哋需要睇一啲我哋要有好确实把握嘅事情。
We need to see something that we must be absolutely assured with.
嗰件系咩事呢
？And what is that?
就话我哋同神嘅关系会唔会发生？无可挽救嘅变化嘅。
Will our relationship with God comes to a point where there is no turning back？
弟兄姊妹，呢个的确系一件大事。
This indeed would have been serious。
因为你喺人嘅中间，你睇人同人嘅关系系可以非常非常嘅紧密又火热。
You can see among men they may have relationship that is rather indeed intimate and warm。
但是转眼之间呢他们可以变成仇敌的。
And in the turning of an eye, they could become enemies.
那我们同神当中会不会发生同样的情形呢
?And between God and us, could something like this ever happen?
弟兄姊妹，这件事情是非常非常的重要。
This indeed is very important.
我哋话如果我哋真实嘅系同主中间有咗生命嘅连结
，if we are in fact linked up with the Lord in life，
系你会可能发生一啲嘅误解喺嗰度。
You may indeed misunderstand this。
你可能对神有一啲嘅埋怨。
You may indeed complain against God。
但系唔理你埋怨神埋怨到一个乜嘢嘅地步。
But it doesn't matter to what extent you may indeed murmur against it。
我哋同神嗰个关系断唔到嘅。
Our relationship with God cannot be broken。
点解断唔到呢
？Why is that？
原因就系话。
The reason being，
你之所以同神发生关系
，having now have a relationship with God，
根本唔系你嘅工作、你嘅活动、你嘅安排所带嚟嘅。
In fact, it's nothing to do with your work, indeed your actions or anything relying on you that has brought this about。
如果从神嘅话里边，我哋睇到嗰个事实。
And from God's word, if you are able to see the fact,
我哋就会领会呢件事。
We will realize this one.
弟兄姊妹，你卷去哥林多前书第一章。
If we were to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
你去留意嗰处有一个好清楚嘅事实。
You can pay attention to a very clear fact.
嗰处讲乜嘢呢？第三十节。
What does it say in verse 30?
三十节之前咧，就系讲到神拣选你，唔系因为你叻，又唔系因为你有本事，有本事。
Before this verse, it talks about God having chosen you or called you. It's not because you are wiser or better than others.
如果你真系要去留意嘅话咧，我哋呢班人或者系喺世人嘅眼里边觉得都唔系咁有价值嘅。
And in the sight of others, we may be seen as those who are not all that valuable.
但是神偏偏就拣选了你。
But God somehow had chosen you.
不单只是拣选了你。
Not only having chosen you.
而且是将你摆在基督的里面。
And has also put you in Christ.
摆在他儿子的里面。
Putting you in his son.
那在这处呢第三十节那处就说。
And then verse 30 says,
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who has been made to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and holiness, and redemption.
上面那一半的话，那是讲出我们同神的关系是怎样发生的。
And the first part of the verse shows us how our relationship has occurred in Christ.
是根据神。
It is according to God.
完完全全是神所造成的。
Everything God has done.
没有我们的功劳在那里。
Nothing of our works.
没有我们的一些那么多的成就在那说话，神啊你看我。做到呢个咁嘅地步，你应该睇中我啦。
There's nothing we had achieved where we can draw God's attention to say, "Look, I've done this."
完全同呢啲事冇关。
It's nothing to do with that.
对我哋嚟讲，我哋系一无所成。
As far as we're concerned, we had not achieved or done anything.
我哋完全冇做过任何嘅事。
There's nothing we have done.
弟兄姊妹，我哋嘅诗歌本上边唔系有一首诗叫做。他不能救自己。
In our hymn book, do we not have? He did not save himself.
呢首诗歌就讲到我哋嘅主成就我哋嘅救恩嘅时候，佢必须要去放将佢自己摆喺十字架上边。
And for the Lord to accomplish salvation for us, how the Lord Himself had to go to the cross.
如果佢要救自己嘅话咧，咁样我哋就冇希望。
If he were to save himself, then we would be left without hope.
弟兄姊妹，当我哋唱嗰首诗嘅时候
，Brothers and sisters, as we sing the hymn,
当然你系喺嗰处嚟高举主。
Of course, there we indeed lift up our Lord.
但系会唔会因为嗰首诗嚟引起我哋想到真正冇办法救自己嘅系边一个呢
？And does it not lead us to think the one who could not have saved himself, who is that？
系我哋自己。
It is we ourselves.
我哋自己冇办法能够救自己。
We have no means to save ourselves.
因为我哋冇法救自己，就造成到我哋嘅主子冇办法救佢自己。
And for that, it causes the Lord to a point that he cannot save himself.
因为佢要救自己嘅话，我哋就系走只有灭亡嘅一个结局。
Because if he saved himself, then the only way for us is one.That we will be condemned.
所以真正冇办法救自己嘅呢，系我哋呢一班人。
We are the ones who truly could not save ourselves.
但我哋感谢神。
However, we thank God.
救恩就系神将一啲冇办法救自己嘅人摆入去神自己嘅丰富嘅怜悯嘅里边。
And salvation is one that comes upon those who were not able to save themselves, but God had taken them and put them in His abundant mercy.
所以嗰时就话我哋得以喺基督耶稣嘅里边系本乎神。
And all that we are of him, is of God.
完全系根据神。
It in fact, comes from God.
神唔单止将我哋摆喺基督耶稣嘅里边。
Not only has God placed us in Christ,
并且神同时将基督耶稣成为我哋嘅智慧、圣洁、公义同救赎。
And at the same time, God has made Christ to be our wisdom and righteousness, holiness and redemption.
弟兄姊妹特别留意到下半节嗰个说话。
Pay attention, brothers and sisters, to the latter part of the verse.
嗰个系讲到我哋蒙恩嘅程度，或者话我哋嘅蒙恩嗰个实际。
It is the reality and also the extent to which we have come to receive grace.
我哋嘅蒙恩实际系乜嘢呢
？What is The reality of our grace,
一切都是因为主，然后我们才得到。
It is everything that is of Christ, now we have come to receive.
神说非圣洁没有人能见主。
God says that without holiness, no one can see God.
弟兄姊妹可以证实一件事情。
It only proves one thing.
从我们得救那天开始一直到如今。
From the time that we have saved, right through till now.
有人或者是有30年的经历。
Perhaps for some, you may have the 30 years of experience.
有人只有20年的经历。
For some, perhaps 20.
有人或者只有一年的经历。
And maybe some just a year's experience.
当然可能有人不止30年的经历，是更多。
And perhaps for some, they surpass the 30 years of experience.
但是不管你得救了多久。
But it doesn't matter how long you have been saved.
你够不够勇气去宣告话？
Are you bold enough to announce?
凭着我呢个人，我是完全的圣洁，无瑕疵。
According to myself, I am indeed completely holy without blemish.
当然，冇一个人敢夸呢个口。
Of course, no one would dare to boast in such a way.
我哋一再提及到嗰一点。
And as we mentioned,
你如果系唔圣洁，你点样见神
？If you're not holy, how can you see God?
你话：哎呀，到时我都唔知点见神。
He says, "Oh, when the time comes, I do not know what to do."
唔系到时点样见神，系你如今点样见神。
It's not that time how you would see God, but now.
到嗰个时候喺审判嘅底下，就唔系见唔见神嘅问题，你唔见都要见嘅。
And when you come before His judgment seat, it's no longer a case whether or not you can see God because you've got no choice.
我哋系讲如今我哋可唔可以见神
？But we are talking about.Here and now, would we see God?
你话如今我哋系日日都见神喎。
He says, "Oh, now we see God every day."
咁你究竟凭乜嘢去见神
？According on what basis do you see God?
神话你唔圣洁，你就唔可以见我噶嘛。
The Lord says that without holiness, no one can see His face.
但系我哋又话我哋系唔圣洁，咁点样见神呢
？And we say we're not holy, then how come we won't see God?
我哋感谢主，呢个就系救恩里边嗰个。救恩里头的恩典
Thank God, this indeed is the very grace in salvation.
你注意那个说话
Take note of the phrase.
我们得以在基督耶稣里面是根据神
That we who are in Christ has been according to God.
神就将基督作为我们的都圣洁
And God has made Christ to be our holiness.
对，根据我们自己所能作、所能活的我们不够圣洁
According to what we could have done,Or the way we live, we are not holy enough.
但是如今神承认我们是圣洁。
But God here acknowledges that we are holy.
原因在哪里呢
Where is this?
当然你在基督耶稣的里面。
Of course you are in Christ.
但你喺基督耶稣里面同你圣洁有咩关系？
Your being in Him, what is it to do with your holiness?
你可以冇关系嘅噃。
In fact, it could be that it's got nothing to do with it.
但系神话佢唔单止系将我哋放喺基督耶稣里面。
But God not only says that we have been put in Christ,
而系佢将基督耶稣作成我哋嘅圣洁。
And in fact,What he has done is that Christ becomes our holiness.
神今天在我们身上要找圣洁呢?
If God were to look for holiness in us,
凭着我们自己, 神找不到。
According to ourselves, God would not be able to find any.
但神又说我们是圣洁。
But God says we are holy.
那你说哪个这样的事呢?
How can this be?
但感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神给我们看到一件事。
God enables us to see
他在我们身上找圣洁找不找到呢?
As God seeks for holiness, would he find it?
找到。
He can.
你说我们自己都不觉得自己圣洁，神怎可以在我们身上找到圣洁？
And you say, if we don't feel that we're holy, how could God ever find holiness in us?
但是神在我们身上去寻找的时候，
As God searches this out in us,
他寻找到他的儿子。
He finds his son.
他寻找住主耶稣基督。
He finds the Lord Jesus.
而且他发现我们是躲在主耶稣基督里面。
And he sees that we are in him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们想圣不圣洁都不得。
Then we can't but be holy.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为不是我们自己成为圣洁。
It's not because we ourselves have become holy.
是主耶稣基督成为我们圣洁。
But the Lord Jesus, he is our holiness.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢赞美我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank and praise our Lord.
随便讲一个例子，弟兄姊妹可以好容易体会。
I'll just cite an example, and perhaps will enable you to see clearly.
我哋平时穿着系比较随便啲。
Often we will dress casually.
但系碰到或者有啲咩特别嘅事情，我哋就对穿着咧又讲究啲。
If we have to attend certain functions, perhaps we will dress properly.
同埋系嗰个人。
The same person.
点会一时候又寻寻常常、普普通通
？How come at other times it seems so common and normal？
点解另一个时候佢哋好似变得仪态万千咁样
？And how come other times they look like they are now a prince？
弟兄姊妹，我哋懂得。
Francis, we know。
俗话里边讲话人要衣装。
Some people just talk about their dress。
弟兄姊妹。原来神是将主耶稣基督当作为我们那件衣服。
In fact, brothers and sisters, God had used Christ as it were to be our very apparel or dress.
我们得以在主耶稣基督的里面。
And we are only in Christ.
你可以这样去看它。
And we can look at it in such a way.
神将主耶稣基督当作我们那件外袍。
That the Lord has taken, made a Christ to be our outer garment.
我们穿上了主耶稣做我们的外袍。
When we put on Christ as our garment,
弟兄姊妹，你看到我们整个就不同的样
子。You see, we are all now look differently.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是神叫他成为我们的圣洁。
That this is what God means, that Christ becomes our holiness.
在底下提到几件事都是同一样的原则。
And it goes on to mention about the other aspects, which is the same principle.
公义也好，救赎也好，智慧也好。
Whether wisdom, righteousness, or redemption.
当然不仅止这几样。
Of course, it's not just these few aspects.
因为基督对我们来讲，他是一切。
In fact, Christ is everything.
我们没有读到哥罗西书第三章。
We have not read Colossians chapter 3.
如果读到哥罗西书第三章，你会看到一件事情，好重要，好重要。
In Colossians chapter 3, you will see something very important.
他说基督是一切。
Says Christ is all.
你答得出是什么，基督就是什么。
Whatever you claim, it is in Christ.
你欠缺什么，基督就说他就是你所欠缺。
And whatever you lack, Christ says that you are lacking in him.
他作为补满我们所有的缺陷的。
And he can fill up all our lack.
我们想不圆满都不得。
We can't say that we are not in any way a fool.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
弟兄姊妹，我为什么这么沉气来提这件事呢？
Why am I repeating this?
因为这件事情如果你能够很有把握的来领会过来的时候。
If you have very confidence in understanding this,
你就唔会落喺一种控告嘅底下。
Then you will not indeed fall under any accusation。
嗰个控告系咩呢
？What sort of accusation？
就有啲似 Simon 晏昼嗰个所佢提嗰个问题。
It's like the question that Simon asked this afternoon。
系，我哋系软弱，我哋系失败。
True, we are weak and we do fail。
但我哋常常因为软弱失败呢，时刻系留低。来俾撒旦嘅控告嘅题目。
So often in our weakness and our failures, we have left behind things for Satan to use to accuse us.
撒旦有时直接就指住我哋喺神嘅面前控告我哋。
And so often, Satan will point at us before God, accusing us.
有时撒旦就唔系喺神面前告我哋，就系喺我哋嘅良心嗰处告我哋。
And sometimes it's not before God, but before our own conscience.That Satan accuses us.
即使有时撒旦唔喺良心嗰度嚟控告我哋，我哋有时自己都会控告自己。
And even if Satan doesn't accuse us in our conscience, we ourselves may do it.
但系唔管系撒旦嘅控告，或者系我哋自己嘅控告。自我嘅控告
，whether it's our own accusation or whether it's from Satan。
如果我哋一落喺控告里边嘅时候咧，我哋嗰喺属灵嘅路上边，我哋就好难走噶啦。
And if we fall into accusations, then we'll find it difficult to walk the spiritual way。
我哋就好似孭住个重担行山路咁啊。
And we will be as it were bearing a burden, trying to climb a hill。
等于你爬山爬过山你就知道了。
Brothers and sisters, if you have climbed hills, you would know.
你好轻装咁样爬山，爬爬下你都觉得条气唔系几顺。
Even without any burden, you go on lightly. After a while, you find that you're out of breath.
但系如果要叫你仲孭住100斤咁样去爬山
，If you're asked to carry 100 kgs and they climb the hills,
咁样或者唔使到半山你就唔喐得。
And even halfway, before halfway, you wouldn't be able to move.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，如果我哋喺跟随主嘅路上边系孭住重担嘅
，If in following the Lord in the way we carry the burdens,
光系重担嘅本身就叫我哋自己冇办法能够向前嚟移动咯。
And the burden themselves would stop us from moving forward.
但系撒旦就是顶喜欢嚟喺我哋嘅一啲嘅有缺陷嘅地方嚟俾我哋一啲嘅控告。
How Satan would like to use shortcomings and accuses？
加油加盐咁样嚟控告你，想你想轻松啲都唔得。
And it would add fire and all, and you just find no relief。
几多嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋曾经落喺软弱里边嘅时候，佢哋要转回。
How many brothers and sisters, having fallen in weakness, and they want to turn?
一路都挣扎，都好似转回唔到咁。
And it seems to have a great deal of struggle and not be able to turn back.
但有咩理由转回唔到呢
？Why? What's the reason for not being able to do so?
神悦纳我哋系悦纳到咁完整，我哋有咩理由唔转回得翻嚟呢
？God's acceptance of us is so complete.How can we not turn back?
我哋嘅主一住到我哋嘅里边，就住到永远嘅。
And the Lord, when He comes to live in us,
咁有冇理由我哋转回唔翻嚟嘅呢
？How can it be that we cannot turn back?
弟兄姊妹，呢个系仇敌对我哋嘅控告一个好厉害嘅一招。
This indeed is a very device that he actually used to accuse us with.
佢好简单两句说话，你就完全散咗噶啦。
He simply says the two words, and you are completely shattered.
佢话你失败得咁凄凉，你影响咁多弟兄姊妹跟住你嚟软弱。
He says that you have failed so tremendously, and you have in fact affected so many brothers and sisters falling after you.
你肯再翻去神嘅面前，神都唔要你。
Even if you are willing to come before God, He would not want you anymore.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到好多神嘅儿女系常常受到呢个咁嘅控告。
Brothers and sisters, you find that many brothers and sisters, in fact, suffer such accusations.
呢个嘅控告咧，有时系从撒旦直接嚟嘅。
Sometimes this would have come directly from Satan.
有时撒旦冇直接做，不过佢就间接嘅影响到叫你自己去控告自己。
But he may not have done it directly. Still, he would cause you to accuse yourself of this.
但我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
However, we thank and praise our God.
我哋承认我哋系有软弱。
We acknowledge that we are weak.
但是我们看到神的恩典和我们安排到一个这样的地步。
When we see God's grace, what He had actually prepared for us, and to what extent,
我的软弱并没有损害到我的敬圣洁。
And my weakness had in no way damaged my holiness.
我的失败并没有影响到我的公义。
And in fact, my failures had indeed not affected my righteousness.
当然我讲这个圣洁和公义就在神的监察的底下来讲，不是讲在人的面前所留下的印象来讲。
What I mean is that this,what God says and not how man judges.
弟兄姊妹，你说你怎么这么大胆？你说你是软，你又说自己软弱，但你又说你的圣洁没有受到损害。
You can perhaps say, how can you be so bold to say that although you are weak, yet it's not going to affect your holiness?
原因就是我的圣洁不是我自己做出来的。
The reason is that this holiness of mine is not my own making.
我的圣洁就是主耶稣基督自己。
My holiness is Christ himself.
我会有失败，我会有改变。
I may change, I may fail.
但是我的主没有改变。
But my Lord is the same.
他的圣洁完全不受到玷污。
His holiness will not be tainted.
我们敬拜赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
这个是我们在跟随主的路上面，我们必须要很清楚的，很有把握的来掌握住。
In following after the Lord, this is something that we really need to be very clear of and to be able to lay hold of.
神为什么告诉我们祂是使人有盼望的神？
Why does God say that He is the God of hope?
弟兄姊妹，在读罗马书读到第十五章的时候，神是使人有盼望，那使人有盼望的神。
And when Romans chapter 15 says, He indeed is the God of hope.
原因就是说,
the reason being,
他之所以叫我们是有盼望,
He is the one who causes us to
have hope. 那是因为他将我们摆在一个位置那里,
because He has put us in a position.
那个位置就是说, 我们虽然有软弱和失败,
that position is that even though we mayfail and we may find ourselves weak.
但是我的圣洁公义并没有受到损害。
Yet my righteousness and my holiness is in no way affected.
因为我之所以能够圣洁，我之所以能够公义，不是因为我有这样的本事叫我达到那个地步。
My righteousness, my holiness is not because of me that I'm able to arrive at that.
而是神的恩典让神的儿子做了我的圣洁。
Because of the grace of God, Christ, the Son of God,had become a mine.
是神的儿子做了我的公义。
It is Him who is my righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，这一点是对我们每一个跟随主的人来讲，是很重要、很重要的一个恩典的认识。
And we who follow after the Lord, this is indeed a very important knowing.
以至到我们永远不会受到撒旦的控告。
So that we will never come under the accusation of Satan.
我们永远在神的面前是有盼望。
And before God, we will ever have our hope.
神绝对不会向我们关门拒绝我们。
God will not shut the door on us and turn us out.
因为我们一次进入到基督耶稣的里面。
Once we are being in Christ,
基督耶稣就成为我们的所有。
He becomes our all.
好了，现在我们回到这里。讲点样要住喺主里边啦。
Now we come back to find how we abide in the Lord。
当我哋注意到住喺主里边呢一件事情好具体嘅去实行嘅时候
，And if we look at what is it the substance of abiding in Christ？
你留意到我要分开嚟俾弟兄姊妹明白。
I have to indeed break this out。For brothers and sisters to understand.
呢次我同弟兄姊妹交通嘅咧，系完全系讲积极嗰方面嘅。
What I want to share with brothers and sisters this time are all the positive aspects.
就唔多牵涉到嗰个消极嗰方面。
And we will not much touch on the negative aspects.
因为消极嗰方面嘅唔系唔重要，不过系弟兄姊妹都懂噶啦。
And the negative aspect is not that they are unimportant, but you already probably know.
消极嘅咧就系话，如果我哋同神中间嗰个交通系有到阻塞，点样去解决
？If our fellowship with God there has been some obstacle, how do we resolve it?
这个是讲, 是消极那方面的,
this is the negative side.
那个在第一章里面提过了,
and in chapter 1, it already mentions that.
是藉着我们的认罪悔改来回转回到神的面前。
It is through our confession and our repentance that we turn and come back to God.
叫我们脱离黑暗而活在光的里面。
And we come away from darkness and live in the light.
因为我们的神是光。
Because God is light.
我们活在神里面的时候,
and as we live in Him,
我们就不应该有黑暗,
then there should be no darkness.
那我们怎么能够维持自己在光的里面呢? 如果落到黑暗的里头,
If we have fallen into darkness, how can we keep ourselves in the light?
那就是藉着认罪悔改来重新回到光的底下。
It can only be through indeed our confessing of our sins and our repentance and our coming back to the light.
这个部分是关于消极那方面维持我们在神的面前的, 所安排那个主在主的里面。
This is the negative aspect of what the Lord has prepared for us in abiding in Him.
但这次我们的交通是着重在积极的方面,是怎样维持,在主里面。
This time, what I want to share is the positive side, how do we abide in the Lord?
所以这个就在第二章的里头,主给我们一个很清楚的一个指导。
And here in chapter 2, the Lord directs us very clearly.
在未曾看入去到 主怎样指导我们活在那个主里面的维持,正常的活在主里面的时候,
before we come to see how the Lord directs us very clearly to abide in Him,
你留意到我们刚才读的第二章那段的圣经的前头,是讲一些什么事呢?
Take note of what was before the verses that we read in that chapter.
他就讲到在教会的中间, 我们的生命的成长有三个阶段,
and it in fact talks about in the church the three stages of growing.
主将我们那个生命成长的情形就分成三个阶段,
and our growing in the church it seems that here is being broken down to three stages.
每个阶段是一个类型,
and each stage is a type.
你留意到约翰说,就写信给教会里面,就写给三部分的人。
It seems that John was writing to three different types or different groups of people in the church.
这三部分的人呢,头一部分,圣灵用着约翰是这么说,这班叫做小子。
And the first group, it seems that it's addressing the little children.
一班是叫做少年人。
Another group, young men.
一班是叫做父老,
another group, fathers.
弟兄姊妹,你留意到这三种的称呼。
Francis, take note of these three addresses.
这三种的称呼是代表到在属灵成长的三个阶段。
And this represents the three stages of growth and maturity.
我再趁你讲一次吧。
I'll just repeat this
again.
The first one is little children.
另外一种,第二种,中间那种,就叫做少年人。
And the second type, the young man.
再有一种,叫做父老。
And the third type, fathers.
但这个这样的分别,不是根据我们做人的年龄。
And this division is not according to how we have seen it among men, but rather it follows from our spiritual reality. Who are these little children?
用我们广东话来讲呢,就不是那么斯文,
and perhaps to use Cantonese saying, it may not be all that polite.
即是说,
that is a little one.
但是圣经上面所提到的那个,它不是给我们一个小孩这样的观念,这样的感觉。
And what the Bible has to say, in fact, it's not just as someone, a little one.
平常我们说,嘿,小孩。
This is, oh, this small person.
即是有些种人觉得,你都没够格,你都没够条件。
That is, you do not qualify. You haven't come to the stage yet.
但圣经里面这个小子不是这个意思。
But the little children in the Bible doesn't mean these.
这个小子是在圣经里面那个含义是什么呢？
What is, in fact, pointing to, who is it pointing to?
我们广东人大概好像没有一个这样的名词。
Perhaps in Cantonese, there's no such name.
北方人呢就有一个这样的名词。
Those people are perhaps in
the 北方人讲啲讲啲讲啲细路讲啲 BB 系点样讲嘅咧
？When they call babies or little children, what do they call them?
佢叫做宝宝。
This the precious one.
宝宝啊，宝宝。
Little treasure.
我西方人嘅英语嘅文化咧，又好似又表达得仲清楚啲嘅。
And the English perhaps We'll be able to describe it even better.
他说那个是蜜糖。
He says, they're honey.
不只是蜜糖。
Not only honey.
或者说哎呀这个是兔子兔子兔仔他不是真的兔仔。不过是说他那个意思你知道是跟他很亲密很亲密。
Basically, a little a rabbit that pointing to the fact that it's very, they are very intimate.
所以第一件事情，第一节目你睇到，即使我哋喺属灵上边好幼稚，好幼稚。
Even though spiritually we may be very, very young,
但喺神嘅眼里边嚟睇，我哋系宝宝。
But in the sight of God, we are little treasures.
佢好锡，好好深嘅去记挂住佢。
And he indeed is a very concerned for them.
好似一个初生嘅婴儿喺母亲嘅眼里同埋心里一样。
Just like a little baby in the sight of the mother.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
呢个系神嘅话里边嗰个小子。
This is what God refers to the little children.
然后讲到嘅少年人。
Then he goes on to talk about young men.
而家嘅杰仔就系少年人。
And a kid is, in fact, a young man.
但是那个是做人的少年人。
This is, from man's point of view.
但在属灵的事情上面呢?
But in the spiritual matters,
神看的少年人是怎样的呢?
What is a young man in the sight of God? Perhaps later on we will come to it.
我们当中包括我自己在里面。
And for all of us, including myself,
大约我们都不过是少年人的那个这样的阶段。
All of us are round about the stage as young men.
在我们前头还有很大的一段路要走。
There's still a long way before us we need to run.
然后呢走到在神的面前神满意了。
And we come to a point until God is satisfied.
但是不是说神对小子和少年人不满意神一样这么开心这么欢喜。
It's not that God is dissatisfied with the little children or the young man, God is just as pleased.
但是神对少年人和小子呢是有一个等候。
But as far as the little children and young men are concerned, God is waiting.
等候每一个人都长成去到成为父老。
And he's waiting for them to grow up to a point that they can be fathers.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我们在主的心里面是这样给主来宝贵。
This is how the Lord, God treasures us in his heart.
我们的主又特别讲出了他用什么的眼睛来看我们这一班人。
And the Lord specifically says, how does he look at us?
以至到叫我们这班人你不要失去了在神的面前的那个跟随主的心意。
Don't lose out anyway, the thought of God in falling after him.
你可以有软弱。
You may be weak.
你可以有失败。
You may fail.
甚至你可以有跌倒。
You may have fallen.
但你在神的心思的里面神从来未曾有放弃我们的念头。
And in God's heart, he had never had any intention to forsake it.
因为你即使是一个小子，但在神的心思里面，你是神的宝贝。
And you may be a little child, but in the sight of God, in his heart, you are his treasure.
我们有软弱，那怎么办?
If we are weak, what should we do?
第一章告诉我们知，你怎么办?
Chapter 1 tells us what you should do.
但神盼望我们不用使用第一章。
But God, hopes that we do not need to use chapter 1.
神指给我们看你能够活在常住在主里面叫你从小子一级一级的升到少年人又从少年人一级一级的升到做父老。
God wants to show us how we can abide in the Lord, and as little children, step by step, we come to be young men, and again from young men, step by step,
become fathers.
This is how God is waiting for us.
好了,现在我们要来看,
now here we come to look.
那什么是小子呢?
Who are these young men? And what are they like?
什么是少年人呢?
What, who are these young men?
少年人是怎样的呢?
And what are they like?
父老啊,怎么会成为父老呢?
How do they then become fathers?
我们感谢赞美我们的神,
we thank and praise our God.
因为在圣灵用约翰来交通这番话的时候,
when the Holy Spirit uses John to share these words,
他很自然地给我们看到,
very naturally he shows us,
我们每一个属神的人,
each one of us who belong to the Lord, we are continually growing.
如果我们是活在神的面前是正常的,
if we are living before God normally,
没有一个人不是在那里成长的,
then no one would not be growing.
为什么?
Why?
因为那个是生命,
because it is life.
生命的很自然的现象就是成长,
life, its natural progression is one of growth.
如果生命不成长就是死亡,
if life doesn't grow, then it ends up dead.
既然我们不是死亡的,
if we are not dead,
我们是生命,
and if we have life,
这个生命就是成长,
this life will be growing.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we thank and praise our God.
因为从小子到长, 到父老, 虽然是三个阶段,
and from little children right through to the fathers, that may be
the three stages,
but God enables us to see clearly
一个成长的事实在那里,
the fact of growth is there.
我们先来看看什么叫小子,
let us now look at,
我们先来留意小子,
and we can see how little children grow.
在这段,
we have not read this passage.
但弟兄姊妹回去可以自己读,
brothers and sisters, you can go back and read them yourself.
你留意到这段圣经里面呢,
when you take note of these verses,
是用着约翰写信的内容来表达出来,
and what John had to write, this indeed is then used to describe it. John says that I hereby write to you.
然后呢,他又讲回,我曾经写信给你,
and then he says, I have written to you.
在这个曾经写信,这个当然是以前的事了,
so I have written would have been something that he had done in the past. Now I write is what I'm writing now.
从曾经到如今呢,
from then till now,
那个是一个过程,
it has been a process.
因为是一个过程,
and it is a time that's passed. And from what he had written, you'll be able to see the effect of growing.
我们先来看看小子,
let's first look at little children.
这个小子是什么呢?
Who are these little children?
现在次序来讲呢,
as far as the order is concerned,
就应该从圣经的开始呢，就要先睇十二节咯。
And from the beginning, we should start our reading from verse 12.
但因为我哋而家要留意佢嗰个成长嘅过程呢,
but to take note of the order of growing,
我哋就要先睇第十三节下边啦。
Then we need to read the latter part in verse 13.
我们先看13节的下半,
the latter part of verse 16.
他说小子们啊,
this is little children.
或者说讲得亲密一点咯,
perhaps to be more intimate.
哎呀, 小宝贝啊,
little treasure.
我曾经写信给你们,
I have written to you.
这是以前的事了,
this is in the past.
我曾经写信给你们,
I have written to you.
写信给你们做什么呢?
Doing what?
因为你们认识父,
because you have known the Father.
弟兄姊妹你留意了,
take note, brothers and sisters.
小子,
little children.
所以是小子,
although little,
是因为他认识父,
they have known the Father.
弟兄姊妹,这是一回什么事呢?
What is this?
这是一个救恩,
it is a matter of salvation.
那个结果,
that's the outcome.
我们本来不认识神是我们的父,
we have not known God to be our Father.
但是如今我们认识到神是我们的父。
But now we understand God to be our Father.
这个是救恩的初步。
This is the very beginning of salvation.
当我们一认识接受了救恩的时候。
When we have received salvation.
我们就发现我们得救了。
We find that we have been saved.
同时我们又发现我们成为神的儿女了。
At the same time, we become children of God.
你既然是神的儿女。
And as children of God,
你就认识了天上的神是我们的父了。
And you know the God in heaven is our heavenly Father.
所以你会在神面前祷告了，你会说我们是天上的父了。
And you then pray to God and address Him as Abba, our Father.
弟兄姊妹，这个真的很有意思。
This indeed is very meaningful.
我在很多地方都提过这件事。
I've mentioned this in many places.
因为那个是我自己亲身体会过来的。
Because it's something that I've seen for it myself.
我们从来不会行街见到个男人，你就叫他做声爸爸。
We won't walk around in the streets, and whoever comes along, we just call him a father.
香港有啲咁样嘅事，因为嗰个人就傻傻地。
In Hong Kong, perhaps something like this had happened, but that person is a bit mad.
我就碰过一个人。
However, I've met someone.
佢睇落去年纪，我当时我仲好年轻。
At the time, I was very young.
一个人咁行街，佢走咗到嚟。
As you walk in the street, he will just come to you.
他说爸爸
He's like, Father,
有没有钱啊？给几多钱我啦？
Says, Have you any money to give me?
我乞衣咯，但是神经错乱的乞衣啊。
He was just a beggar. He was a mad beggar.
但正常来讲，你绝对不会找到一个人，在街上碰到一个人，你会叫他做爸爸。
Normally, no one would come up to someone else on the street and just call him a father. Let me tell you this story. It's to do with Simo.
应该是说，我和王师母结婚了很久，然后才见到我的外父，就是他的爸爸。
After marrying Simo, it wasn't after a while before I actually met the father.
就不像很多人就先叫乜伯或者伯父，咁然后至改口。
It's not unlike others when they address and show respect to the parents before they then change addressing later on.
我哋结婚咗之后好耐，我哋先至第一次见到佢爸爸。
After we were married for some time, only then I saw the father.
王先，我梗系叫佢爸爸啦。
Of course, Simo will call him father.
咁我呢咁我就讲嘢跟口又叫佢爸爸啦。
What about me? I just followed and say father.
叫就叫啦。
Although I just called him father.
唔系咁唔系滋味。
But then in my heart, it doesn't seem so.
头头第一次固然系难好似好用力至叫得出嚟。
First time, when it happened, it seems that I had to use all my effort to do it.
第二、第三次就冇咁用力，但系都系觉得不是那么顺。
After the second and third time, although it's not that much effort, but still not all that well.
一段时间之后先至顺翻啲。
Isn't it after a while before it becomes more natural?
但系等住你留意到，你轻易唔会叫人做爸爸。
Then you know you won't call someone father that lightly.
但你注意嗰班小子。
But take note of those little ones.
嗰处就话，因为你哋认识父。
That it says that you know the Father.
从来你不知道有一位神。
In the past, you had not known a God.
你就算知道有神，但你都不知道神同你的关系是这么宝贵。
Even if you know there is a God, you do not know that there is such a precious relationship with Him.
等你得救了。
Until you came to be saved.
好自然的，好自然的。
And it's so natural.
你向神说我们的天上的父。
Can you address God as your heavenly Father?
你一点难处都没有。
And there's no difficulty.
不单止没有难处。
Not only no difficulty.
你而且感觉甘甜。
And you find that it's so sweet.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends, sisters.
这个救恩在我们身上面的起头。
This is the very beginning of salvation.
在这样的情况底下的这班是小子。
And in that situation, these are the little children.
在神的眼里面是神很宝贝的。
in the sight of God, they are indeed very precious.
你记得, 我们的主话,
Remember what the Lord says.
在地上有一个人得救,
on earth, when someone is saved,
天上都要为他欢喜,
how there is rejoicing in heaven. Is it such a big thing?
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
当你回到神的话里面去看,
when you look in the Word of God,
是一个人是得救,
when one becomes saved,
但是神所体会的是说, 有人认识我是这个人,
as far as he is concerned, someone has come to know who I am.
地上有个人和我恢复正常的关系,
on earth, there's someone who has restored relationship with me. So heaven rejoices.
但弟兄姊妹感谢神,
friends and sisters, we thank God. This is the beginning of our being little children.
我们作了一轮小子,
after a while, as little
弟兄姊妹,
children,
你看到我们长进了,
then you see that we are growing.
所以我们回到12节来看,
then we go on to verse 12.
现在是约翰在圣灵的带领下面写给小子们,
and here verse 12, John had been led to write to the children.
你留意12节小子们的时候, 圣灵讲的是什么话呢?
What is it that God is saying to the children there?
他就说, 小子们啊, 我写信给你们, 因为你们的罪藉着主名得了赦免.
Since I write to you, children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake.
但是你说,那没什么了不起的?
This is nothing so special.
我罪得到赦免,那有什么了不起的?
That our sins are forgiven. What's so great about it?
我信主的时候,罪得赦免,现在又再提。
When I was saved, my sins are already forgiven. Here again, it's being mentioned.
但是弟兄姊妹,我这样读法是读出中文圣经翻译上面的一些这么多的流失。
As I read, in fact, this is what's lacking in the Chinese translation.
因为中文圣经没有将那个完整的意思带到出来。
Because the Chinese Bible doesn't give you the original meaning.
是的。 Sunny 先读, 我同他做翻译,
and now Sunny read first and I'll translate for him.
再读个小子,
says, I write to you, children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake.
听到分别吗?
Do you see the difference?
听到分别吗?
Can you hear the difference?
或者弟兄姊妹平常没太留意这一点?
Pastor and sisters have not taken note of this point. But if you do,
你看到个分别很厉害,
you find, in fact, the difference to be very great.
如果我要跟他做翻译,那怎么翻译呢?
If I were to translate for him, how would I do it?
不困难,
it's not difficult.
加一个字上去就行了,
just add a word.
小子们啊, 我现在写信给你们, 因为你们的重罪,
I write to you, children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake.
但是你看到这个不是得救的问题了,
so, brothers and sisters, it's not a question of being saved.
这是我们得救了之后,开手行走那条得胜的路的问题了,
it is after salvation, the way of victory that we run.
我们是跟随主,
in our following after the Lord,
我们说, 特别是我们起初的时候,我们很愿意不再得罪神。
And at the start off, we are very willing and careful not to sin against God.
但我们又好像没什么办法不得罪神。
However, it seems that we can't but fail.
我们年纪稍微大,这么多做过父母的,你就很能够体会这件事。
And for those of us who have been parents would have known,
你教仔教女,你说,不要这样啦。
And when you teach your children and tell them, don't do this,
是,这次是最后一次了,
this is the final warning.
以后不要再这样了,
don't ever do it again.
如果你再不听话,
if you don't listen,
那我就怎样就怎样的了,
then this is what I will do.
那做仔做女的怎样说?
And those who are children, what would they say?
Matthew,你怎样说?
Matthew, what would you say?
知道了,我下次不敢了,
says, yes, I know, I won't do it again.
我不敢了,
I wouldn't dare.
真的?
Is it true?
假假地,
not so true.
过了两天都不到,又来了。
It doesn't long before 2 days, it happens again.
過得兩三日唔到，又再嚟啦。
After two or three days, it happens again.
等於我哋係有一個心唔捨、唔甘心，係再再惹父母嘅氣。
In our heart, we do not want to stir up the wrath of our parents.
但好似由不得我哋自己。
But it seems that it doesn't. It's not us.
一喐出嚟就係。
Just one movement it comes from. So what?
係啦，我真係第一次，第二次唔敢。
True, I won't do it again.
弟兄姊妹，这个岂不是我在我们的日常生活里面我们能够体会到的？
Can we not see this in our day-to-day lives?
但在属灵的生活上面都是这样。
Even in our spiritual life, this may be.
我们在神的面前是跟很愿意能够满足神的心思。
That in our heart, we really want to fulfill God's pleasure.
但是我们的软弱同失败好像由不得我们自己。
But then our failures, it doesn't seem,
that we can,
because our life, our spiritual life is still very
young.
I know I shouldn't, but still I do it. So what to do?
You
thank God.
Here,
take
note. These little ones, they know constantly to come to the Lord's feet.
That these children know ever to come before the Father and seek for forgiveness. This is a further step. I don't know whether I've said this before to Brian's sister. When I was young, I was very naughty.
簡單的來講就是說,
to put it simply,
譬如家裡鋪張台布在那裡。
If there is a tablecloth on the table, for no reason, I would take a knife and cut it. And this is how I was. So when I was very young, I'm not afraid of anyone except my father. To what extent am I afraid of
him?
I can be very naughty in around the house.
老豆放工翻嚟嗰个时间，一我一听到大门嗰个铁闸叮咁样开一开门咧，我马上就定晒嘅。
I could be very naughty, but the very moment my father comes home from work, I hear the gate open and shut, and I would be very well behaved.
弟兄姊妹，我哋常常系一种咁嘅情况。
This is how we always are.
好多嘢明知故犯。
So often we know we shouldn't do.
但感謝讚美我們的主。
But we thank and praise our Lord.
他懂得去取用那個赦免的恩典。
That he knows how to indeed bestow the grace of forgiveness.
我怎麼特別提剛才我的白厭法呢?
Why did I mention about my naughtiness?
我的那種白厭你要說明就是說我是逃避父親。
That you can say that in my naughtiness, how I would try to avoid my father.
但如今选这班小子，他不是逃避神。
But here, the children are not avoiding the father.
他是受光照。
They are being enlightened.
回到神的面前，不停地去取用赦免的恩典。
And they ever come before the father, and indeed, enjoy the grace of forgiveness.
所以我们说，在这处提到小子的时候，不是单单只是提到他们的属灵的情形。
And here, when it talks about little children, it does not only speak of their spiritual situation. But it also speaks of the fact that their life is growing. Now, I come talk about the father.
父老是什么呢?
Who are the fathers?
你留意父老就是说,我们先看旧的。旧的就是又看十四节。
First, look at verse 14.
父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那起初原有的。
Says, I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning.
你好真实地去认识起先原有的。
And you have known the one who is from the beginning.
咁起先原有是什么呢?
Who is this from the beginning?
第一章第一节。
First chapter, verse 1.
你看下去的时候就是基督。
When you look that through, you know that it is Christ.
乜嘢系父老呢
？Who are the fathers？
父老就系话好认识基督。
At ones who really have known Christ。
当然呢个认识系一个真正嘅认识。
This is a true knowing。
认识基督系边一个
？To know who Christ is。
认 会享用基督的所有和所事。
And would truly enjoy all that is of Christ and who He is.
这个在属灵的实际上面来讲。
And the spiritual reality.
神说这个到了父老的光景。
God says that this person has come to be a father.
好了，那这个不需要多讲。
Don't need to talk much about this.
我们翻转头来看现在的父老。
Let's have a look at the fathers now.
你留意写给父老的是怎样，是什么东西呢？
And how is the fathers being addressed?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他说这个是第十三节了。
And verse 13.
父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们已经认识那从，对不起，他已经是我加上去的。是因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
I write to you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，在中文圣经里面没有那个已经，不过你听新年读，你听到知道是讲到那个已经。
In a Chinese translation, that perhaps is not born out, but in the English translation, you would have read, have known.
因为仍然都是认识。那起初原有又冇乜了不起。
It says again, having known the one from the beginning, nothing so special.
但系嗰已经嗰两个字就将嗰个秘密讲咗出嚟。
And that having known already reveals to us the secret.
过去佢哋认识到基督。
In the past, they have known Christ.
如今系更加有把握嘅认识基督。
Now they are even more assured of the knowledge of Christ. Even more richly they have known him.
而家写去嘅时候，系已经认识基督，已经认识那起初原有。
That they have known him from the beginning。
所以我就话系咁样从拉美睇翻上嚟咧，原因就喺呢个地方。
And to read it backwards, the reason is this。
一个有因为一个系属于幼稚嘅阶段。
From being a very immature stage。
一个系到成熟嘅阶段。
One a very mature state。
着眼要叫我哋睇嘅呢，系少年人啦。
But what I want us to really pay attention to is the young men.
乜嘢少年人呢
？Who are the young men？
我哋睇旧嘅，
Look at the old.
旧嘅由边个地方睇起呢
？Where do we read from？
由十四节嘅中间睇起。
The middle of verse 14.
佢话少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神嘅道常存在你们心里。
I have written to you, young men, because ye are strong and the word of God abides in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one.
你们也胜了那恶者。
And ye have overcome the wicked one.
顶住，呢个系过去嘅事情。
This is something that has been in the past.
乜嘢系少年人呢
？Who are the young men?
少年人就系话，你对神嘅真道有一个更完整、更确实嘅认识。
That you are indeed one.Who knows much more about the Word of God?
唔单止系认识神自己嘅真理
，not only to know the truth of God，
而且你好具体嘅系跟随真理嚟行。
But in fact, you're walking in the truth，
带出一个结果
，bringing an outcome。
你胜过个仇敌
，you have overcome the wicked one。
你胜过嗰个恶者
，you have overcome the wicked one。
弟兄姊妹，呢个系从前嘅事。
This is what that has happened。
嗱，如今弟兄姊妹，你嚟睇啦。
And now, if we were to read,
咁如今嘅少年人又系点嘅呢
？What is the young man now？
弟兄姊妹，我哋走翻到去十二节嘅最尾个度啦，十三节下边嗰度啦。
And if we go to the latter part of verse 13，
佢话少年人啊，我写信俾你哋，因为你哋胜了那恶者。
I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one.
怎样胜了?
How have they overcome?
前头就胜了。
In the past, they had already done this.
但这些的胜了就是又是已经。
Here again, it says have overcome.
弟兄姊妹你留意到。
Francis, you will take note.
那群少年是一直活在一个得胜的光景的底下。
That these young men are all living in a victorious outcome.
不是说少年人没有缺陷。
It's not that as young men they are not lacking.
但起码他们已经是在一个成长的过程的里面。
But they are indeed in the process of growing.
撒旦的攻击、搅扰、控告不能够到他们起任何的作用。
The stirring up of the enemy and his attack is in no way able to disturb them.
那弟兄姊妹你注意。
Francis, pay attention.
属灵的阶段在这封信里面所提及到这三部分的人就给我们有一个很明显的体会。
And about these three stages of spiritual growth enables us to see very clearly.
但是少年人他们还在继续成长的在德性的成长的过程的里头。
And as young men, they are ever still growing.
所以对少年人除了这番话之后呢
Apart from these words to the young men,
圣灵用约翰还再多讲了一些话。
John still speaks more to them.
那段话是什么呢?
And what is that?
就跟着下来下面。
It follows on.
不要爱世界那几句说话了。
Talking about not loving the world.
那个是15节。
That's verse 15.
他说不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Love not the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为神凡世界的事就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲都不是从父来的。乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Because all that is in the world, the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing, and its lusts, but he that does the will of God abides for eternity.
那等一下你稍微留意你晓得这段的话是接住少年人那个一直在那时受劝告 的话来表达的。
And these words follow on from what has been written to the young man.
换一句说话来讲
Put in another way.
就是说在我们的生命成长的过程里面是不住的是接受从撒旦来的从世界来的各种各样的骚扰来遮挡来阻挡我们叫我们在神的面前不能够继续的成长。
And in our process of growing, how these which are of the world becomes a disturbance so that we are not able to continue our growing in the Lord.
我不详细同弟兄姊妹看这段的话。
I won't, in fact, read the brothers and sisters at any length.
弟兄姊妹可以自己特别去留意这句话里面那个内容。
Brothers and sisters can pay attention to the content of these words.
我要弟兄姊妹能够好清楚嘅了解嘅系咩嘢呢
？What is it that I really want brothers and sisters to understand？
我哋睇到喺神嘅安排里边，我哋有嗰个属灵成长嘅过程。
You see, God has prepared for us, in fact, the process of our spiritual
growing up. 但呢个成长嘅过程进行嘅时候呢
？As this growing up continues，
一直有神嘅对头喺嗰处嚟骚扰。
The enemy of God will be there to try to disrupt it。
佢会用着罪恶世界。肉体这一切来骚扰我们在神的面前持续的追求掌声。
And he will use the world, sin, and the flesh, to indeed try to disturb and trouble the children of God.
对我们来说生命的成长是自然的。
As far as we're concerned, life should be able to grow naturally.
你不成长就不合理的。
And it's not reasonable to think that it will not grow. In fact, it's not right.
但你要成长的时候呢
But to grow,
撒旦是非常的不甘心。
Satan would not be willing for that.
所以他不停地来打岔我们的成长。
So he will try to disrupt our growing.
是因为这样的缘故呢就引导我圣灵在那处来讲到我们怎样可以积极地在成长的中间不受到骚扰。
So, the Holy Spirit, leads us to see how we can positively not be disturbed by him.
就是特别指出我们在这个成长的 路上来行走的时候我们怎样可以维持我们常常的住在主里面。
And how on the way of growing, we can always maintain and keep ourselves abiding in the Lord.
我们感谢主就引出我们今晚所要读的那段的经文不过完全未曾交通到入去。
And, in fact, it leads us on to the passages that we have read but have not in fact shared on.
咁你話點解要講咁多嗰套書就講個正題啊？
Why do I need to talk so much before going on into the subject?
因為等你唔知道仇敵嘅嗰個騷擾嘅時候咧，你就唔會留意到我哋唔受騷擾嗰件事情。
If we do not know how the enemy would trouble us, then we would not know how important it is to realize the way not to be troubled by him. It's so important to be able to keep ourselves abiding in the Lord. Going back to what we mentioned this afternoon, the Lord reminding us
that
we are to abide in him.
咁佢又常常住喺我哋裏面。
And he will abide in us.
咁樣就帶嚟一個結果。
And it will bring forth.
我哋就多結果子。
That we will indeed bear much fruit.
你們若要多結果子。
And we will indeed bear much fruit.
父就因此得榮耀。
And God, the Father will be glorified.
我哋感謝讚美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
我哋嘅神喺救恩嘅裏面預備我哋進入基督嘅豐富嘅嗰條路。
And in our salvation, God has prepared for us to enter into the abundance of Christ.
神叫我们去接受救恩的丰富的时候,
for us to receive the abundance of salvation,
神在我们身上面给我们一个这样的义务,
God in fact enables us to have this longing,
叫我们去成为彰显神荣耀丰富的器皿,
that one day we will indeed be the very vessel to show forth and display God's glory.
我们怎么能够成为彰显神丰富的器皿?
How could it be a vessel to indeed manifest the glory of God?
感谢主,
to thank the Lord.
我们要常住在主里面。
We have to always abide in the Lord.
那怎么能够常住在主里面呢?
How can we do that?
我们听朝先交通了。
I think I will share this tomorrow morning.
但弟兄姐妹，我们在心思上面预备好，我们渴慕，我们巴不得我们今天就行走在这个住在主里面那个积极的
I hope we will prepare
那条路上面
ourselves that we will indeed ever want to abide in him and in running this way positively
叫我们实实在在的在那处一边是享受神的丰富一边是彰显神心意的满足
and so that we will truly on one hand enjoying God's abundance, on the other hand, revealing His purpose and glory. Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你带我们进入救恩的丰盛的里头。
You've led us into the abundance of salvation.
我们才领会到你为我们所预备的是这么完整。
Then we come to realize that what you prepared for us is so complete.
我们在你面前的追求的方向是这么明确。
And in fact, the direction of our pursuit is so clear.
我们求我们的主，不单只叫我们知道。
Lord, we pray that not only will you let us know,
你藉着圣灵的帮助，叫我们能够活在你这个安排的里头。
With the help of the Holy Spirit, we will indeed live under this dispensation of yours.
叫你的荣耀、丰富、能力、权柄，可以藉着我们这一班蒙拣选的人，来显明在这个世代的里头。
That your glory, power, in the, abundance may indeed be revealed in us.
叫你得着荣耀,
that you may be glorified.
我们也享用你自己所想赐的喜乐,
that we will indeed enjoy your pleasure.
感谢赞美归给你,
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名,
we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.